Joy of Hashem. The majority say there are two translations. One is the joy that and you have created your day tonight for you. Hashem has not left an obligation, and that will give you strength. Hashem loves you. This is what he said, you are being with the mountain. The other interpretation of the presence of Hashem is the joy you have in our life will give you strength. Now it's interesting, in another series of Nasa, it talks about the mitzvah of emulating the midah of the Hashem was dead. Just as a Hashem is someayah chelten, you should be someayah chelten. That's a tablet. Well, Hashem is someayah chelten, then he don't have anything. What else is that? Hashem is someayah chelten. Says the Rav, the chayla of Hashem is hungry. The chayla Hashem hungry. Hashem is someayah for chelten, he gets nachas from the year. That's a person. The chayla of Hashem, the ancestors, is someayah for the year. Someayah for chelten. All of the extraordinary qualities of those, the chayla itself is made. Kasher, the Yasher, the Shemesh, it comes out of love. It comes out of care. Granted, we can't understand it. I'm not giving an explanation that I can understand. Even Rachel Rabbani could not completely finish. But we know it's the assuring of a loving parent to a child, to a Ben Yoch. So that's the Chai Bar Hashem, the sins of the Avishur has. And as the Chai Bar Hashem says, when we show that we want to become close to our other shortcoming, even the smallest, it gives up for the short and instant. And the other side of the coin is our Chayra Hashem. If you are Hashem's sister, but the Tzedekah, you get to the Shabbat. Haka, Hashem, I have a lot of Hashem, I have a lot of Simcha, there are many Shabbat, but one of the Shabbat from the Arizah is you are serving Hashem. It was not a way to the Simcha. So side by side, you have a lot of the name of something. Rosh Hashanah is a day of joy, the day of renewal. In which we're marked to love Hashem after us, and we strive to serve our Hashem. This dichotomy is seen in Tikiyah Shaitan in a number of different respects. There's a Mahalaya question. What is the dominant emotion that one should have during Tikiyah Shaitan? Should it be Bahriya? Should it be crying? Shaitan is a Zamana Kin? Ha! Zay Shaitan Zarita? Chavarah? Crying? Bahriya? But the Quran says no. Perhaps Sages, the Kayo Shaitan, are real if they are not Hashem, the Tricentric, the Mythos, the Ezra Sages, Trumpets. We have Shal Shaitan on the outside of the Mythos. Maria, shout for joy! Carnage Hashem! So there's a Mahalik. It's a dominant emotion of Simcha, the Iman of the Karabah. Yeah, and this is a Mahalik, this type of demon. It's able to be able to bring us in time, a lot of their doing on. And in fact, yes, this is the Ramban. The Ramban has a very famous and mysterious discussion on Rosh Hashanah. It's sort of many of us in this work. The Ramban data, back in the history of the Rosh Hashanah, one of the markers, when he came to the Rosh Hashanah, so he got up to his first Rosh Hashanah, there was not even a minute in the Rosh Hashanah. He went to Aku, which was there, the Babylon of Faces, Rosh Hashanah, saying, a few years earlier, there was a Yehiva, of 300 years, many of them the Balei Ha'ikas, where in Haka, the Tzadayim of it will destroy around 50 years later, but at the time of Ramban. So Ramban spent his first Rosh Hashanah with the Balei Ha'ikas of that village. If you look at the dresser of the Ramban, you'll see he brings a lot of stuff from the Balei Ha'ikas. He's speaking to people who knew the Balei Ha'ikas, to the doctor, brought him up. And in his dresser, the actor in his dresser, well, it must have been on the side of the written Rashi, it must have been at least 2 hours. As a former show writer, I was very tempted to this, but they all tell you, never written Rashi in more than 20 minutes. But again, when you run out of talk, I'm running out of talk for 2 hours, it'll be tonight. But the Rama says a beautiful love. Rama says, Mashi, in Shekhar itself, the Tia Shura Tia. Listen, Shura Tia, Shvaram Shura, Shvaram Shura, whatever it is, but it's a long straight sound, and then a broken sound, and then a long straight sound. The Trua is a madness, a crying, a creed, a din, judgment. I'm afraid. But the Tzitzit represents strong, straight, unbroken, Simcha. The Tzar and the Tzayda of the Nefesh and the Cheshire of the Nefesh is grounded. That's why Rosh Hashanah is the Ramban's famous expression. name of the Lamb. The name is still the use of the Lamb. And it's typically in two different readings. The one is the Mamre Hashem, the but the other is, which you may be wondering if I'm studying, is Tshuva itself is an amazing thing. On one hand, you've got Reyes HaTshuva, there's Chalata, there are many items on all those levels, Dagra, Yoga, sadness, both sadness in terms of what I did, and Pachach, and yet, the Reyes HaTshuva is also, it's a job. What is it greater than the notion that if I turn to Hashem with sincerity, He will embrace me, He will purify me, He will be entire. But you know, I remember, I once had my son had a puppy in America, and they ripped my coat. So in America, they don't fix coats. They don't fix jackets. You know, it's very well. But I think when I got to Israel, I went to the garden, and they were there, and they fixed everything. But that was in America. The sober stuff, and the medicine was not apologetic. So the tailor told me something that I never learned from a man in Russia. Masha Ekshon Kavya Lachim Zayin. If you can mess it up, you can fix it. Is that okay? The Abraham of Shuva says, yeah, we can mess a lot of things up. We need to save us. What a simcha. That is not how you need to finish your time. It says, Yom Kippur, which is the end of the process of the Shuva of the Lenin. She's happy to stay here and I'm going to give you a lot. So I'm crying and I'm surviving and I'm tired and I have done it. But it's me telling you this, that's what they're about to say, that the gate is true. It's surrounded by truth. There's no greater sin than the kind of truth. A gift. An amazing gift. A gift that we can fix, provided we follow the different laws of truth, and the law. So here, I want to tell you again, and I'm sure many of you have heard of, so forgive me if I'm repeating. Many of you have heard of Shlomo Hoffman, and the brother of this great therapist in this kind of world, and the Gedolim Trusted, of Shah, other Gedolim, who stand kind of account of the Kanaan, and he just stands in the way of whole life was in Iowa, Shikaria, but he was also able, both in terms of his training and in terms of his natural ability, he was able to understand the Kaisers and Rosh Hashira, one of other health tremendous of Shlomo Hoffman. So over the past few years, he ministered a few years ago by putting out his sermon both in Hebrew and in English. They are very, very desired to look at. And in his sermon, he has God in Rosh Hashira. So he tells a story that happened to him all the way back in 1938, shortly after the Sabbath, after the Master, the 20th day, in the Sabbath of Shemaiah. He was a young college president who was 16 years old. And he was very young, and he was surrounded by the press, and everybody she was. And there was a critical sign on it. Rosh Hashiva, the agent, son of Rosh Hashiva, the president, and very, very close to the audience as well, was over to the 16-year-old Shlomo Hoffman. He said, what are you doing? What are you depressed about? He says, Rebbe, I'm reading the Rambam. The Rambam says, what is Tshuva? Not Shiva Ramur. What is Shuva? When Yadea Shiyoyed Olof Yadea Harumais, Hashem who knows the secret within every heart, can testify, Shalom Yoshov Vazen HaKeh Yoyimam, that you only do Shuva when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Neyed, you will never do this. And this is not Shuva Ramur, actually. That amount of finding in a different way. That if you actually find yourself in the same situation, that's a different thing. This is the nature of truth. So, if Shlomo Hoffman said, he says it's about it, he says to a critical sign, how am I supposed to be happy? Truth is impossible. No one knows this truth. I'm not certainly not even truth because I know I'm neutral again and again and again and again. So if you're not on the right thing to do, it's going to be for another time. Because the second part has been an interesting thing. He didn't try to be the object of not. He said, who said he's talking about the Rambam and animals? There are other definitions of Shuva. And he pointed, of course, to the other classic sacred on Shuva, Shavu Shuva, and Shavu Shuva, the very end of sin, when a person chooses to go on the Derech HaTzadik. Now, Derech is a road. Derech is not a destination. The destination may take years. Radha Krishna above the higher grade. But it doesn't mean, Mahuta Pradhyana, it doesn't mean your Shuva doesn't count at all unless you're not going to be missing in that sense. Shuva is followed on your choosing the devil. So that's an incredible time happening there. It's not a big idea, but what about that? You're making a decision with sincerity that this is what I thought I wanted. The end of this is the universe. If you look in the Orient, a lot of these shows, the result of hundreds in common that were put together by the competitor from the second super user. Originally from Hamana Super User. So at the end of Mr. Hamana, it's a long, long improvement, because in old terms of Yiddish, Machabra, in which it was also understood that a person is mocked, I want to go on this show. That's what it's true. That's a very wonderful thing. In many, many ways, it might be mocked a little bit, but that's the Bechina of Shir Hushan. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that Yishmael, and Yishmael is starving the water, so the Malachi Asharim is saying, let him die, and it's his veil, and he'll be the sire of all Israel. Of course, we experience that, unfortunately, to this very day. Let him die, that's his son. And the Abraham listened to the Ishmael Sima, so he died now. One of us is his son. One hand, and he wasn't the son of the human. After all, he himself, and he, right now, he's not in the master where he deserves it. Hashem looks at you the way you are. I won't show that there is this plan that I sincerely choose to go on the day. Even if I'm going to fail, I'm going to make mistakes. I choose to go on the day. Then, the Shema of the grants that the Kutukan gave him a mile, and he said, where did you guys get from the office above that? And the Alka heard it from the Israel himself. Although I asked that, if the cities were changed, because he was an Israeli city, the city must have been linked to him. He said, imagine a person wants to go to the Mishkan from Yerushalayim. So he asks him, how long does it take to go? I said, take an hour, round it up. So he goes to the Mishkan, and it's 2 hours, 2.5 hours, 3 hours. Where's the neighbor? And he signs from Mishkan to Yerushalayim for their guy. Says, where's the neighbor? So they're going to ask him, oh, neighbor is born, we're going to die. So at this point, the person is not only 1 hour away from the Mishkan, the person is 4 hours away from him, 3 hours. But I feel like once he's mocked there, he's on the wrong track. He's made a lot of time. Because if he wouldn't have been mocked there, he's on the wrong track, he would have done that wrong. Right? So, who I am, the author says, we have a sign that when you make the decision, where do you want your life to go? That's true. That's true. And that means that Kabbalah all of us, this is my opinion. And I'm going to fail, you know, and you don't know what happens, you just look bad, but just trying to get out of it. Even if it happens, that's the authority of the religion. I made my view. I'm telling myself if you want to, what type of person I want to be. I'm just, just as the law says, the Kedushin, right? The person says, Makai Shanisha, I'm not Sadi Gomor. Even if it's a Russian Gomor, maybe he had a momentary thought of Shuva, even though the Rambam says, be good, it's not a good one, even though it's be good, the hero of Shuva alone. Even if it's not a fulfillment of the mitzvah, the hero of Shuva, his kaibea, and the sense that he has a shame of God, even if he didn't even do the thing. So, the truth of the matter is, we have to take Shuva very, very serious. But it should be a sweet, I remember, and Ashir and Israel is often a third friend of the Kambo Brothers in Austin, Europe, very, very close to Austin, Europe. He used to describe Yom Kippur. He says, every minute of Yom Kippur was these sweet and fattened secrets of honey. And the end of every second, so be schmuck. And the awareness of Shiva is being done very happily. Now, apparently, there's a phenomenon that even some religious therapists can identify. It's called devil anxiety. People get so depressed. That's an aspect of your mental health. But we have to remember, head of Hashem, he is. What is the other way to achieve? And it's interesting, you know, I remember when I was a child, and I thought for many, many years, my memory must have been wrong. Sometimes you think you remember something, yeah, basically. We weren't, when I was growing up,
We normally don't do that yet, but one day we're going to do a Yankee show in Harvard, Connecticut.
Yankee. And I answered him and said, oh, yeah. And I remember when they said to me, okay, my answer is, yeah, well, how about Christ that I sing? I said, well, take it off. And I remember this in 7 years ago, then I went through all the years and the years. Kept this life. I never really know. Yeah, I get it. The salvation. Here's the salvation. In Berlin, the thing I was, I don't know, frankly, I don't know if you had it, I don't know if you were. But in Berlin, the thing I was, all the outrage to the sun. And I love it in the end. Because you're getting rid of the garbage, you're getting rid of the dirt, you're getting rid of the filth. Yeah, okay. Dealing with stress is not done. But every single day, you're cleaning up the palace. What could be better than that? You're making yourself beautiful. You're making yourself masukah. Something to think about. Be happy and be joyous. In fact, there was a memory of the prayer that indeed there was a decent Berlin. I'm not sure if it was in Boston, I think it was a perfect key in the best of class. I'm not sure. Probably didn't know that. I don't know. But in Berlin, the thing that was to sing the outrage of God and the open now. Therefore, the joy that you, the joy of others that you want. Masha'a Epshur Lutalia, Epshur is the subject of them to think about. Not to have years, not to give up, to understand that if you are today, you are not looking at what you were yesterday, and what you can be tomorrow, is not limited by what you are today. It's not tremendous, tremendous. It's really a big advantage. It's not functional. Not in topic, not something we could figure out by ourselves. But you know, that's why Shiva is highly engineered for us. Because within the Ayah of Rashi, such as was the Buddhist, Shiva is from Ayah, and as a man, the Ayah from the Gashi of this world. Therefore, it exists in circumstances where under the normal laws of nature, there would be no such. So then I mentioned a very, very, beautiful chant of the Pre-Begotten. I think the Pre-Begotten, of course, is a savior of Allah, and you normally don't expect the Pre-Begotten to have Allah on the Nusach HaTfilah. But in this Pre-Begotten, he brings the Gevaldik of chant in the Brada of Shaitaris, right there, mountain. And the Shaitan and Nusach, we have Malkiyar, the Zainat, Shaitaris, the three. That's why you have 9 brothers in Musa. The only Musa that is 9 brothers. Joseph Abu Musaid, the Marshal of Hashanah, said, this is a good idea to know, that the Malkiyas, the Kremis, and Shaykhras, he brings from the Rated Album. The Sefer Adrian, that the Rated Album says, unlike the Rambam, that says there are 13, you said in Yerubanah. The Rated Album says, there's really only 3, you said in Yerubanah. The Seer Session, Sechai Ganesh, and I read in so yeah, things like Mashiach, things like pre-affirmation, these are nothing. These are branches from this kind of image. Things like that. The Nebuah of Mashiach, these are nothing of Torah and Hashanah. The reason why this is important is that technically, like a rabbi, if you're a Kaiser and an Eder, you're not a Kairos. If you're a Kaiser and an Anak, you're a Taya. You're not a Kairos. So don't miss it. There are not means by Rafa, when did we be an anti-terrorist state? But Kabyasit also said that if the 3 Ikrayan women are in the seals, Sahari Hanish, Terran Hanishma, that's Malkriyas is going into Shaykh. Malkriyas. The Avishir is not allowed because he created heaven and earth. Zipanas, he remembers the good deeds of the past that they Sahari Hanish. We don't mention Hanish, that's tomorrow. We don't want to mention Rosh Hashanah, Zikar and Barak. Implicitly, there's Zikar. Zikar means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Cheshvanah. And the Sheikharis, well, the Pesukim for the Torah of Sheikharis, all about that entire Torah. Rosh Hashanah brings that secret that said, on the day that we're not with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to reaffirm the Gimel Yisrael Yehuna, the Tzias Hashem, Tzachai V'Yaynesh, and Torah of Rosh Hashanah. Now, in the Birkat Shaykhus, it says in Shalom, this is the Chachima of the Birkat Shaykhus. Yadav Sheinea Kol Shaykhur. You hear the title of the Shaiva, Umazin Trua, hearken the ear to the Trua, the end of and not was left. So before we even get to the Lord of Hashem, you see two Lashonis here, Shaneya, Kael, Shaivar, Mazin Trua, and then it says, Lord of Hashem, Shaneya, Kael, Trua, Amoy Yisrael Barak. So it's a very, very difficult lesson. First of all, what's the nafkamim in between Shemeria and Hazana? And what's the nafkamim in between Shemar and Trua? And if you put Shemeria to Shemar and Hazana to Trua, why in the Baruch Hashem, you come back to the Shemeria by Trua? So the people that are bringing back is the name of the Ayashit, the Sefer Ayashit. And I know that you will immediately, those of you are in the Baruch Hashem, you're very, very thank you here. You will immediately tell me it's upset from Barbashi and his time and stuff. It actually is. But this is what he says. He wants to say, Bala Kaya, this is Connecticut, but on his own, he says, Shanea is recovered. This is what he says. Shanea is when I'm near you. Hazana is when I'm rocky. I have to be primary. Again, I understand that it's a lot. But this is and the Kruger Benner says this because the Bala Kaya wants to stand his own, so that it's now. So Shomea is the color, Hazana is the Russian. Now, Shaibar, a song called Shaibar is a Tequila. That's a reference to Sadiqin. True are people who are broken up because of their enemy. So the true is the Chayte he wants to do true. So initially, this is what happened. Hazana Shomea called Shaibar. The Tzadik who doesn't sin, Hashem is very close to the Tzadik. But what about the Chayde who marks himself from Hashem? But in his heart there is the serving. That's why he doesn't say culture. It's not just Hashem. But in his heart there's a single bit of movement. He walks up from the distant. He tries to hear the little bit of stirring of the heart. He ain't done a lot. I could have shrugged him to detect smallest little movement of the way. So the Gabe is talking Hashem is Shemeya, heard. The Gabe is the ground of a person who still hasn't completed the Shuva. Hashem may rise, listening to Shuva Talei. Then the Shuva Talei comes out as a call, meaning when it turns into actual Maisa, Kaya Shuva, then it becomes a Shemeya. Hashem is heard. The Makai Shabbali Shuva Hindu. So it started off as he was covered to the Sabbath, and the Gabi of Russia, he was mazing the Trua Kalei. But when that Trua Kalei becomes the Kayo, comes out, Shemeya, Kayo, Trua, Amrishon, the Mother Shemar, Shemar, Indian, Sadiq, the Gurna, and the Kalei. The vegetation of the Trua Kalei, in the name of the Baal. Kaya, we say it is a little shirt from another Chazal, that's the opposite definition. And I also want to end with another thought. We know the Pasuk that in Tehillim, which is in Musa, and other than in the Nagar Rosh, we would say my little shirt, even though it was not say it. Tiku, or Tikit, they should learn to call us. Tiku Bakwega Shaitor. Long in the Chayyidah Shashakar, Hakasa, Daniel Mubudis Kabbalah, the Yom Kajenu, he Chayyid the Yisrael, who it is a Chayyid the Yisrael, Mishvat, Leila Kaya. So first, I want to be mocking with a nice order for Meshach Chacham, though that's not really the word I want to share with you. The Meshach Chacham says, what's the repetition? Chayyid the Yisrael, Mishvat, Leila Kaya. The Meshach Chacham, the Meshach Chacham says, in the Bible of Yishak, he says, Martha is a man that chayk is a reference to a gemartin. A gemartin is called a chayk. Mishpat is the beginning of the Mishpat. Yisrael refers to the tzaddikim of Yisrael. The shame Yisrael is triumph. Right, that's tzaddikim. Yadras is referring to the bein on the b'chut. In the way we know, in Rosh Hashanah, tzaddikim the women are in the chavim b'nechavim. So the Mela, for Tzadikim, Rosh Hashanah is the Gemara. Chayk, the Yisrael. Rosh Hashanah is the Gemara.
for Yisrael. The God that is the Benjamin is the Mishpat.
The Mishpat, because
there is a Tzitzita and the final Chatzin and Adam Mishpat. So you can tell Chai is the Margin, Mishpat is the Tzitzita, and Yisrael is the Tzitzita and the Yisrael are the Tzitzita. But the one thing you see, whether it's Yaakov or Yisrael, you do see that the din of Rosh Hashanah seems to be Makushar to Yaakov. And the Yaakov Yisrael, wherever you understand it, but it's Makushar to Yaakov, you know, Yisrael, that's the Pshar. So, it's a beautiful explanation for the Yisrael, the Kaishal, the Kohen of the Rahab, he was a very famous book, he was a Munkashik, and he died in the Havoklox, and he's called the Hungarian of the because he can't assert my claim that we have to have more obvious Israel, and we speak about art, and we go to any of the other nations, which is the force of the people to the left. But in the middle of the sacred, he has all sorts of other beyond. And here he gives a chapter. The Gemara says in Shabbat, that each of the others called the Maman HaMikdash by a different name. Avraham Avinu called it Ahar, it's a mountain. Ahar Hashem Yehoram. The Eishu will be seen in the mountain. And Yitzchak called it a Soda. Vayeshne Yitzchak Basuach HaSoda. Yaakov Avinu said, Hei Nati Yen Beit Alekin. Avraham called it Ahar, and Yitzchak called it a Soda. And Yaakov called it Kedrash. So the title says, Avraham and Yitzchak. When they saw the Haramites, they described what they saw right now. They described the Messiah's right now. Abraham Avinu, Har. Yitzchak saw it then. Yaakov Avinu did not look at what the Messiah is now. Yaakov Avinu looked at the Messiah that could become. What he can become. So, when we stand before our Lord Yeshua, and we ask Hashem to give us another year, give us life, give us health, give us an opportunity to serve. We understand, if we're going to say it later, Sidala Russia is a fact in the West. Right now, maybe I don't have a lot to offer, but I finish partial. Don't look at me the way Abraham looked at the Haravayas and saw nothing. Don't look at me the way Yitzchak looked at the Haravayas and he saw a fear. Look at me in terms of the potential, what I could be, what I might be. Yaakov Avinu was able to look at the potential. He saw, yes, very remiss, he's trying very much.
And they will call us.